Happy with 12 and also happy to come away with more points than they have. I think, you know, Hampshire, I think, are favourites to go up in this competition. So I think a lot of sides will struggle to do well against them. And pleased that our boys put in some good performances, bowling them out first of all. And then I thought Darryl Mitchell's innings was fantastic for the first game of the season. And a great partnership with Moinelli.
Didn't give a chance, I don't think, Darryl, did he?
No, he's... you know, he's a wily old dog these days, and yet he's only, what, 30 years of age. And, you know, when you look at his record, and there's worse players been talked about for international honours, because the one thing about Mitch is that he knows how to bat, he knows how to build an innings, he knows how to score, he knows how to bat long. And those are important credentials for being successful as a batsman. And this match today, he's showed his class.
Impossible to say, but it might have been an interesting game if those 2 days hadn't been lost to the rain.
Yeah, you know, I think there's definitely areas we could have done a lot better in this game as well. So to have had the best of it is really exciting, because we know we can do even better. And, you know, we're a very, very young side, trying our best to go forward. And I think today we were taking a lot of confidence of getting the best of the draw. And we've had two debutants in this game, and... you know, they've got bright futures ahead of them, and so it's quite exciting. But, you know, we start level against Kent on Sunday, and we've got to grind it out and win that first day.
As you said, we said this at the start, before the start of the season, that, you know, we keep saying you've lost Alan Richardson from your attack, but everybody else has to step up, and Jack Chantrey is now your senior bowler, really.
Yeah, well, him and Gareth are the more experienced of the bowlers, and I thought Chris's opening spell was good. Managed to pick up a couple of wickets in that opening spell, and Charlie did a very steady job for a guy on his debut. And but Charlie, I think he feels that he could have done a lot better, and that's really exciting news. And I think that, you know, I've always said it's difficult to fill the shoes of Alan Richardson individually, but with those guys, I'm sure that they can work hard enough and do well enough to fill the boots.
You move on to Sunday, Kent. Syed Ajmal going to be here?
We're hoping so. We've still got problems, but, you know, I'll remain optimistic, and hopefully he'll be here.